And in those times of in the secret place with him, in that level of getting to know him in an intimate, deeper way, and that will help you with your relationship and your fellowship with him. In those times that it's just you and him, that's your secret place. Just you and him, you and the Holy Spirit and Jesus and the Father God. And you're just talking to him and you're just with him and you're praying in the Spirit. Or sometimes there'll be times where you're just quiet and he just wants to you to rest in his presence. You might not see, well, I don't feel anything. I don't hear anything. Sometimes he just wants you to rest. Amen. And just refresh and not feel like you're striving, but just resting. Or sometimes you just sense that, okay, I'm going to start praying in the Holy Spirit. And start praying in the Holy Spirit, and he wants to reveal things to you. Or you might pray and you think, I don't know anything after what was done, but I know in the Spirit things were happening. You don't have to feel anything to know that he's living in you, because the Word says he's in us. In verse 17, it says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to its heart. Because it doesn't see him or know and recognize him, but you know and recognize him, for he lives with you and will be in you. You know the Holy Spirit when you pray, because the Word says you know him, therefore you know the Holy Ghost. You know the Holy Spirit. You get to know him, and there's different levels of knowing him more intimately. Paul says in Philippians 3:10, that I may know him. And the Amplified, it says more intimately. And the power, I'll just turn to it because I don't, it's so many details in that. But Philippians 3:10, this was Paul's purpose. This was Paul's purpose in his life. This is our purpose in our life. It says, my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him. Perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in the same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection. But I like this, the wonders of his person. We're made in the image of God. God is so big, and I just want to the Holy Spirit to just make us more hungry to know the wonders of the Holy Ghost, the wonders of God the Father, the wonders of his personality, getting to know how he flows, getting to know his voice, getting to be more comfortable with his voice. And you can start at any age. There's no limit to this. God doesn't limit us by our age, but he sees our heart. He sees your heart. Hallelujah. And knowing him and developing these ways. And I just want to make you even more hungry, because there are so many, the Lord will help me put words to this, but there are so many avenues and places in the realm of the Spirit, but with the Word together, that it's something beyond you could even imagine in your own mind. There's deeper waters to go into and places, and you might think, Hannah, I don't know what you're saying, but it doesn't matter. Just catch it in your heart, because there's so many avenues. I mean, it's like I've went snorkeling. We went to Hawaii last year, and you know, when you snorkel or when you go underwater, it's like you see another. It's like going into another world. You see all the different things, and it's like you see a different world. It's another atmosphere. You're underneath the water. There's different creatures. There's different atmospheres. There's different levels. And you can go even deeper if you go scuba diving, which I didn't do, but you can even go down on the bottom and see it's like another world. And that's how it is in the Spirit. This world right now, in this tangible, where I'm staying at, we're standing right now in this podium, and you guys out there and where you're at, there's another realm, there's another world, and it's the spirit world. And there are things the enemy tries to operate in the realm of darkness, but we're talking about the realm of light. And how you discern from the realm of darkness and the realm of light is this word. Does it line up with this word? The voice that you're hearing, if you say you're hearing voices, do those voices line up to what this word says? Do you know this word? Amen. And it's not a voice of confusion. It's a voice of peace. It's a voice of love. It's a voice of joy. It's not a voice of manipulation. It's not a voice of confusion.